from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Big show for you tonight as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl. News, of course, breaking. Brad Childress, the new offensive coordinator for the Browns. We're going to address that, but also we want to tell you that we're going to have a conversation with Joe Thomas, five-time Pro Bowler, checking in from Honolulu with us, and the offensive tackle, Gary Brown, running backs coach for the Browns. We're going to talk with him here in Mobile. He's assessing, obviously, the running backs participating in the Senior Bowl. We'll get the perspective of an assistant coach of that, one of three here checking out the talent in the game. Kellen Moore, the quarterback for Boise State from the North squad, the North All-Star squad, winning as quarterback in NCAA history, is going to join us as well. We'll also hear from two of the network analysts covering the game for NFL Network, Charles Davis and Heath Evans, on the broadcast, of course, 4 p.m. tomorrow Eastern time of the Senior Bowl. All right, we got to start with the news, and it worked out this way that Brad Childress visited Browns training camp in August. He was part of the SiriusXM broadcast coverage of training camp tour, and he was part of the team with Pat Kerwin and Tim Ryan, who happened to be just a little bit over to my right here on Radio Row at the Senior Bowl, coincidentally. But he was part of that trio. We had all three guys in the studio on Cleveland Browns Daily and talked with Brad Childress about several topics. One, stepping away from the game and learning about what he could see now as an observer rather than a participant for the first time in 33 years.
That's exactly what I told Coach Holmgren, was, you know, to be able to see how somebody else does it for the first time in 33 years. You know, you only know what you know in your little box. Now, there's a lot of similarities here, the West Coast similarities.
Sure.
But as we go down the road here, Pittsburgh, the Hall of Fame, out to the West Coast, it's interesting.
You're taking notes.
I'm taking notes. Yes, I am.
And we also got into his future, the possibility of returning to coaching at some point while still learning.
I don't think, Vic, it can't be, just from the standpoint you've done it for 33 years. But by the same token, you never know. You never know in this business. And I'm open and amenable to everything. I'm just happy and grateful that I'm having the opportunity to go around here and see some different people do it.
Now, Childress and Pat Shurmur, the Browns head coach, worked together in Philadelphia as assistant coaches. Childress was the offensive coordinator there with Andy Reid. Pat Shurmur, the quarterback's coach. And Childress talked about always being impressed with Pat Shurmur.
Well, I think Pat's got a great body of work. You know, he was an offensive lineman in college. And then from there, you know, he got into the coaching business. He was an assistant offensive line coach. He coached the tight ends, and then he coached the tight ends at Philadelphia. He came over when I became the coordinator and coached the quarterbacks, became the offensive coordinator. So he's really built it step by step by step. And then he's going to be a great administrator, and he's going to be a great head coach. He's detailed, he's organized, he's thorough. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody's desk as clean. I ripped on him right as soon as I came in there. Now he's got as clean a desk, and he always has, as anybody I've ever seen.
And he had an opportunity while at Browns camp to check out Colt McCoy, the Browns quarterback, and offered some impressions of what he saw of him at the time.
Again, it looks like he got the playbook in the offseason, so that he was able to look at it. And as he mentioned to us today, you don't get all the nuances until you get out on the field and listen to the coach put the stuff in. Those are lines and books. And so he's getting all those nuances. And I'll tell you what, he listens. You can tell he's a great listener. He wants to be perfect every time. He's not going to be perfect every time. And in a lot of regards, you're not going to really know what happens till you see him in the preseason and somebody turns somebody loose or he has to throw a hot throw. But you can tell the wheels are always turning, and he's got a mind's eye picture of what he wants to do and how he wants to do it.
Now, there's a lot of discussion about who's going to be calling the plays for the Browns. Now, that had been Pat Shurmur's role through this past season, his first as a head coach. As of right now, he's still the guy calling the plays because he was the guy calling the plays in 2011, but he's hired Brad Childress now as offensive coordinator, and my understanding would be that there would be more discussions between the two of them about how these roles are going to be defined. He's got Childress aboard right now. What the specifics of his role will be, I think, is yet to be determined. Stay tuned on that. There will be more discussion. Obviously, we're going to hear from Brad Childress at some point and Pat Shurmur down the line and get more of those details. All right, okay, we're here in Mobile, Alabama. Obviously, the news breaking in Cleveland with the Browns hiring a new offensive coordinator, and also some news out in Hawaii where Joe Thomas is participating in his fifth consecutive Pro Bowl. Let's hear from Joe. We're very happy to be joined right now from Honolulu, Hawaii. Joe Thomas, the Browns' five-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, Joe, let's talk about this. I'm sure it doesn't get old, even after the fifth time to be out there. What has the fifth experience been like for you at the Pro Bowl?
Well, it's been a great experience so far. I mean, we had our second practice this morning, and it's been a lot of fun getting to meet some new faces and see some of the old vets that I've been here for, you know, four or five times with.
When you first got into this, the first time you were in as a rookie to now, I'm sure the first time you were there, you were wide-eyed. You were looking at, you know, some of these other players, the big names that you knew in this game, and saying, hey, I'm in some pretty select company. From that aspect, and you were probably taking some cues from those guys. Are you the one now giving that sage advice to the younger Pro Bowlers?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's kind of fun being out here with some of the guys who – making their first Pro Bowl, because I can definitely see in their eye what I was going through when I was a rookie. And, you know, it always helps to have a veteran guy who's around, who's been there before, that can give you just a few words of advice and a few tips on how everything's going to unfold.
And what are some of the, when you, you know, mingle with and talk with some of these guys, your teammates on this team, what are some of the topics that come up? I know I've been to many a Pro Bowl, and I know for you guys it's a good getaway and escape, a little bit of a vacation, although you're still dealing with some football there. But do you talk football? Do you talk shop a lot with the other guys?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think the common question that everyone asks is, hey, how do you, you know, if you got a new coaching staff, hey, how do you like the coach? How do you like such and such? And are you excited about, you know, a certain player that you picked up or whatever? Because, you know, this is really the one of the main times you get a chance to kind of talk to some of the other players in the NFL and find out, you know, about some of the other guys that you've had a chance to play against or play with for a number of years.
And Joe, the one of the things I think that's great about you is you never take anything for granted. And when you received the selection, you were pretty humbled by it. And again, I know the season did not go the way you wanted it to by any means. No one did with only four wins. But from the standpoint of being recognized, you still take it as a tremendous honor.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's a tremendous honor. It's such a blessing and a pleasure to be selected every year. And each year is different, and being able to come out here with a bunch of new faces and be selected to the Pro Bowl is kind of the ultimate honor, and from an individual standpoint, every single year.
Joe Thomas, five-time Pro Bowler from the Cleveland Browns offensive tackle, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Mobile, Alabama, the Senior Bowl. Joe Thomas, of course, in Hawaii by phone. Joe, you were you a Senior Bowl participant?
I actually was not. I was not a Senior Bowl participant. I went down there and did some interviews and some of that stuff, but I thankfully didn't have to practice or play in the game.
Okay. Well, then I want to ask anyway, what do you recall of the experience, and was it helpful to at least go through the interview process that players do here with personnel people from all the teams?
Yeah. I think it was helpful to meet a lot of those different personnel and the coaches and kind of get a few of the interviews and stuff out of the way before the combine. And, you know, I know for some of the guys, like Alex Mack, he went and played, got a chance to improve his stock. So it was really helpful for a lot of the guys that did play, but certainly not an enjoyable part of their draft process.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen the drudgery as we get toward the end of the week, and at the end of the week here, Joe, that guys who are really excited about going to practice at the beginning of the week, and not so much
yeah,
now.
Exactly, not as much.
Joe, you're doing other things besides you know getting ready to play in that game this weekend. You know, for the AFC squad, you're doing a lot of things around the community there. Most recently, the Play 60 event on the northeast side of the island that I know that's a big thing, that's a big initiative that's done everywhere. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the great parts about having the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii has one of the biggest amount of military bases of any state in the country. And so coming out here, they always make a big effort to put players or get players involved with the different military bases and the community activities that they have on each one of those bases. And so we just finished our big community push today on the Kaneohe Bay Military Marine Base on the northeast side of the island, and got to do a Play 60 event with a bunch of the kids that live on the base. And so it's always fun being able to give back a little bit and being able to meet a lot of the military members who are out there protecting our country every day.
Well, it's always fun to talk with you, Joe, and we are really proud of the fact that, again, this is your fifth Pro Bowl, and we appreciate you've taken the time to call us all the way from Hawaii, and we look forward to seeing you down the road in the off season, my friend.
Hey, sounds good.
Very nice to have Joe Thomas check in with us from Honolulu. Just to clarify, to make sure anyone's listening to that and saying, hey, why isn't he asking him about Brad Childress being the new offensive coordinator for his team? That call was taped before we had the news of Childress. Again, the time difference between here in Hawaii, the activities that he's out there. So we were able to get Joe when we were able to get Joe, but unfortunately it was before the news broke. But we were pleased to bring you what we could bring you on that. All right, and we're also pleased to bring you, coming up in a couple of minutes, on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a conversation with Gary Brown. He's the running backs coach for the Browns. We're going to talk to him about evaluating the talent here at the Senior Bowl. You'll hear from him, and we talked with him prior to him getting a new offensive coordinator on the staff, so we'll put that out front as well. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, everybody, Reg Eye here. So much going on. Call my guy, Mark Klang, at Amazing Tickets for the best seats in Cleveland. Call him, 216-591-1800, or online at AmazingTickets.com.
Little Smokey Robinson with us on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we come to you live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. And while here, had a chance to sit down with Gary Brown. He's the running backs coach for the Browns, and he was part of the contingent of Browns officials here who were watching the talent. Of course, he was studying the running backs, and this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to have with us now Browns running backs coach Gary Brown here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. How's your Senior Bowl week going?
Oh, it's great. Getting an opportunity to see some of these young guys and see what they can do in a competitive setting. So it's been good.
So let's talk about this because we've been talking all week with scouts, personnel people. That's what they do, assess players. As a coach, you certainly do assessment, but it's a little different when you incorporate the opinions of assistant coaches, and you're one of three from the Browns here, the others being Billy Davis, the linebackers coach, George Warhop, coaching the offensive line. Give me a sense of how you are putting on the evaluator hat now.
Well, what I try to do is I try to get as close to the drills as I can. I try to watch them as closely as I can. And with the things I try to look for, obviously, are the obvious things, you know, quickness, speed, power. But I also want to try to see how they interact with their teammates, how they interact with their coach. You know, are they leaders? Are they the first guy in the drill? Things like that. So you want to try to get as much of the character as you can, as much as the person as you can. It's hard because you're behind the fence, but right. You try to get as close as you can. You try to listen to what the coach is telling them and how they respond to how the coach is coaching them. So there's a lot of things you can see other than just the obvious. You know, how he carries the ball, does he catch the ball well, things like that. You try to catch the little things that when he gets on your team, is he going to be able to fit?
And when you... you know, when you're incorporated in a process like this, as we said, it's not the entire staff of assistants, but a few of you here. For you, how different is it from the norm? In other words, in your history as a as an assistant coach in the league, how often have you been in this process where you've been evaluating at the Senior Bowl or other places?
Well, this is the second time I've been to the Senior Bowl. So I've tried to, with guys that I admire, guys that have mentored me that have been to the Senior Bowl, I've tried to take the things that they've taught me and take it and put my own little spin on it. So a lot of guys that I've played for, some running back coaches that are still in the league,
right,
that have taught me how to do this thing, and I've tried to emulate them as much as I can, and it's worked out pretty well.
So it has to be kind of fun, I think that's the right word, because what you're used to doing on a day-to-day basis is instructing, mentoring, tutoring, all the things you do with your position group, and you do teach them, and I guess you're also gauging their progress along the way, but this is a different realm, right? When you're evaluating and then looking at the player as, okay, does he fit what we're doing? And you're a scout, let's face
right.
it. In that realm, you're a scout.
Right.
Is there great pride to know that you can offer an opinion that might make the difference in a guy being drafted?
Absolutely, because I think, you know, the more that we study these guys and the more that our head coach, Coach Shermer and Tom Hecker, give us responsibility to be involved in the evaluation process, it gives you great pride because you know that they care about your opinion. They know at the end of the day that this is your guy. If he's going to be in your room, you got to be able to coach this guy. So give us your honest opinion. So it makes you feel good because, you know, those two guys are very experienced coaches and a right. very experienced general manager. And for them to give us this type of responsibility makes you feel good because you know that they respect what you think.
Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. So let's walk us through the technical part of what you see in a running back and kind of your list of qualities that you start with and
right.
what they physically have to do. I know you said you want to get the mental part, but let's start with the physical part.
Well, first, the thing I try to look for is toughness, overall toughness. And what I do with that is I want to make sure that I see the one-on-one pass protection drill. I want to see how they stick their face in there and try to pass protect. Because at the end of the day, in this league, you got to be able to pass protect. You got to be able to protect the quarterback to play in this league and play consistently. So that's the number one thing I look for. The second thing I look for is their ball security, because at the end of the day, if you're putting the ball on the ground, you're probably going to be standing next to me on the sideline because we can't afford those
cannot
things.
Cannot do that. Right?
No. So then after that, then I try to look at their innate skills, you know, their quickness, their lateral quickness, their speed, their vision, things of that nature. So the two most important things are probably the things that the fans won't really get into, but us as running back coaches have to make sure that those things are paramount.
Are you using, you said this before, you know, coaches coached you as a former player.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using your own experiences, having played the game, and then models of running backs that you feel the successful types, and I know they come in all kinds of
right.
shape, sizes, and styles
right.
as your guides.
Right. Well, my thing is that I've tried to, like you said, I've tried to take what I've done in my career and what I'd like to do and the things that I did right and things I did wrong, the things I was good at and things I wasn't good at, and I try to make my parameters that way. I don't really look at size. I don't really look at how tall he is, how big he is, because at the end of the day, if he's a ball player, he's a ball player. Because you look at Barry Sanders. Was he 5'8", 205,
right.
and he's probably one of the greatest ones ever play. Then you got huge guys that can't bust a grape. So you can't really look at that. You got to look at a guy for what he does on tape and what he does in competition.
Yeah, and it, just looking at the Browns themselves, it's not like you have a prototype that the guy has to be this particular
no.
type of athlete. You have various, you've had various players
right.
play for this team.
Right.
So
right. So then, yeah, if he can play, we'll find a spot for him. You can't get caught up in, you know, sometimes in some certain positions you have to be certain sizes.
Right.
At running back, I don't feel you have to be that way.
When I think of course, the Browns offense, and I think of the style and what Pat Shurmur has brought to it, the structure of this offense obviously involves the back catching a lot of passes out
Absolutely.
Of the backfield. So that's a trait that you're really focused on.
Absolutely.
Here.
The guy you, like I said, again, today I think is going to be some more one-on-one pass routes.
Hmm.
So I'm going to be very involved in that. So if we can find a guy that has good hands, he doesn't have to be Jerry Rice, but he has to be able to catch and be effective. It could be very, very good for our offense.
And when we talk about catching the ball as a back, not only the good hands, coach, but also what that feel for the you know, getting yourself in stride so it's a fluid movement.
Right. Well, yeah, the guy has to be able to run routes. And I think in today's game in college, you see a lot of guys with the ride and the side and the spread out offense. Most of the backs really run routes well.
Mm-hmm.
Run routes well.
Well.
Try to say that
too
fast.
No.
So, yeah, but they do run them well. So
yeah.
it's not as difficult to evaluate them as it used to be.
And because contact is not, you know, we're not, you're not seeing guys out there being tackled.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be too physical. You want to, you know, certainly the guys want to be protected and not get involved with injuries. Is in any way, does that inhibit your ability to see the physicality? You said you want to look at guys in pass pro and you could read toughness there, but are there limitations to really what you can see because of the non-contact?
There's a little bit of that, but I think the guys, when they start practicing, they get a little wound up and they want to show the scouts, they want to show their coaches that they can be physical. So
yeah.
I think what happens in practice down here is that they go a little bit above what they should. So you get to see it a little bit, but mostly you get to see it on tape when you're watching their college games, and you get to see it a little bit when they're doing their one-on-one thing. So, yeah,
sure.
I think you get enough.
We know, of course, the Minnesota Vikings coaching staff handling the North squad, the Redskins staff handling the South. When I think of the Vikings and you think of the running game, you think of certainly a great back, one of the all-time
right.
greats, Adrian Peterson. Does the fact that they, you know, run an offense that involves this back and he's a very prominent part of it, does come into what you're looking at and what they've been asking the backs to do here? And are they asking them to do some things that, again, give you really good opportunities
See
things?
I think that both staffs are doing a great job of giving the coaches that are here a vision on what the backs can do, I think, in every position.
Hmm.
So I think that both staffs are doing a great job. They're putting guys in a position that gives us an opportunity to see what they can do in certain situations. So, I think that both staffs are doing a great job with that.
So as you're watching this, you're physically taking, like, notes in a notebook, that type of thing?
Absolutely. You're writing down things that you like. You're writing down things you don't like. And then, you know, you might have a wrong angle or something like that. So that's why I'm glad that they're taping everything.
Okay.
So that way I can go back to my office in a relaxed setting and then watch it and then be very, very critical or very, very happy with what I saw.
See,
maybe I saw something I didn't see or whatever. So I think them taping it gives us a great opportunity.
So it may confirm some things.
Absolutely.
or you may see something additionally or whatever it is, and then you do that. I got
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then is this written into, given into a formal report that's submitted to the scouting
staff? Absolutely, absolutely. I think we break down every rookie. The scouting department did a great job of targeting guys that we want to look at.
Yeah.
Coach Hecker did, or Tom Hecker did a great job of targeting guys. So what we do is you write reports up and then we give them to them. And again, it's great because they really take our opinion seriously.
Just the total number. How many running backs are you looking at specifically?
Probably, total? I would say in between 15 and 20.
Okay.
And that's usually the average, what it is every year.
Yeah.
It is not any different number than it has been in my 3 years with the Browns.
And beyond the workouts here, Coach, will you be looking at them on their you'll be looking at their game tape from
Absolutely.
The regular season,
Absolutely.
College season?
Yeah, you break down their game tape. You look at things. The scouting department did a great job of getting us those tapes. So we have a lot of work we have to do. They give us a lot of information, and we're going to make a great decision.
And, you know, people, again, don't always have an appreciation for what the life of an assistant coach is, or pretty much anyone who's coaches in the league. But, you know, when this season ended, I mean, one of the first things you had to kind of do was your summary and write the reports on wrapping things up from
right.
2011 season.
Right.
That was phase one. You guys got a little breather time off, I know, to get reacquainted with your family.
Right.
And all that, which is great. But you dive right into this. Basically, is 2011 kind of put to bed for you?
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
Okay.
I think we all put our reports in about what we thought about our players.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote reports on that. Push that to the side. Now we're on 2012,
and now it's focusing now on the newcomers. And
right.
And then what will you do beyond this in terms of evaluation? Where are you involved in the other processes like the combine and so forth?
Right. Well, I'm going to the combine. Okay. We'll all go down there. Then they have pro days. You know how that goes.
Yep.
So I'll be traveling around the country watching guys and getting even a closer look at them. I'll be able to communicate with them, talk to them, you know, get to see exactly who they are and get to talk to them more extensively.
Any conversations here that you've had with running backs?
No. I kind of just they play the back and kind of just watch them.
The scouts are doing that.
Right. Okay. And then eventually I'll get to them at the combine and I'll get to them at the pro days.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
No worries.
Gary Brown, running backs coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Driven by Liberty Ford, much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your way. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL, knows you have the strength to perform. So when you buy a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for $20.99 or a Castrol Edge oil change special at Advance Auto Parts, you'll get an official NFL hat for the team of your choice free by mail. At Advance, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle by bringing you exclusive deals that will flip your lid. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Guys, it's Jake from Jake's Garage, and it's that time of year all men dread.
Valentine's Day.
Thanks, honey. Jake's Garage is here to help you sweep your Valentine off her feet this year. Buy your Valentine a set of tires at Jake's, and we'll give you a free bottle of wine from the old wine cellar and a dozen roses from the cutting garden. Jake's Garage will take care of your sweetie's car.
And she will love the wine and roses.
So come on down to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station.
Where love is in the air.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
Nothing better than a Motown Friday. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our great producer, Dave DiNatale, playing great tunes here. Little Sam and Dave, I love that, bringing us back. Hey, Browns fans, you can see... If you're into country music, and even if you're not a Browns fan and you're into country music, but you're listening to this show, so we know you're both. Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time. You see them together in 10 years. First time in 10 years together, July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale
Now, they're available at Ticketmaster.com. You can call also 1-800-745-3000. And this segment from the Senior Bowl, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to welcome to the show now Kellen Moore, quarterback for Boise State. And, of course, he is a quarterback on the North team in the Senior Bowl All-Star game on Saturday. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, what's the Senior Bowl experience been like for you? It's an All-Star game, so I know a level of, I don't want to say seriousness is necessarily lacking, but is it more the job fair than it is the actual game that you're thinking about?
It's a unique experience just because I don't think much prepares you for these type of situations, but it's a lot of fun, I think, bottom line. You get to meet a lot of neat people, both scouting and coaching, but at the same time, these teammates you have for a week, and they're guys you watch all year, and now you get a chance to play with them.
And what is it that you come here thinking that you want to show, that you need to show these 32 NFL teams that are, of course, critically evaluating every single thing you're doing out there in practice each day?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's just another opportunity to kind of showcase something, kind of pulls everyone out of their comfort zone. I think all of us, become very comfortable when we're playing in our offensive system in college that, we very much have mastered for 4 or 5 years. And, you pull us in here, new offense, new personnel, and see if it can all come together.
How different, if you could break that down for us. You got the Minnesota Vikings coaching their staff, coaching you and the rest of the North players. And you as the quarterback who has to really just manage this whole thing, what are the major differences between this scheme and what you did at Boise State?
A lot of fun stuff, I think, bottom line. And for the most part, I think with Kirk, Russell, and myself, these are all concepts we've ran before. I mean, I think we were very well prepared in college, and it's just a matter of getting the terminology and, you want to sound very confident in the huddle, and that comes with, being able to say these things very well. And, you make a couple mistakes, but I think, I think we're all feeling very confident and comfortable right now.
That's the thing. You want to, like you say, you're the commander, and you've got to be out there and sound confident. Is the terminology drastically, of course, it's probably dramatically different than anything you've done previously?
It's just different ways of saying things. I don't think it's anything longer or stretched out anymore. It's just a matter of, this play being called this.
Can you give me an example of, like, what would be, give me terminology on one play versus, say, something you called in college?
It's as simple as just, like, pivot concept is now Hank,
okay.
And those sorts of things, just trying to trigger that, and sometimes you revert back and accidentally start stumbling into pivot, and it's like, oh, crap, no, that's not what I'm supposed to say, and, you just got to feel confident.
And the other thing, as a quarterback, it's all about timing and chemistry with receivers, and you work at that, obviously, day after day in college, practice after practice, and want to achieve that, and ultimately that puts you and the receiver in a comfort zone. Here, it's entirely different. I don't know if you're ever going to get it in a matter of days. So what's the best you hope for, and where are you, only a couple of practices into this with your receivers?
Yeah, I think we're making progress every day, and it's a lot of fun. Obviously, very talented guys, and I think they do a great job of coaching us, obviously, just there's landmarks on the field, and we have to trust each other, and we clean it up as it goes, and later in the week it'll look pretty nice.
Technique wise or mechanics wise, the technical aspect of this game, do you come here open to those suggestions, because coaches coach, they see something they could maybe fix or suggest or advise you on, that's what they're going to do. Have you had any of those kinds of encounters that you find helpful, or do you have to tune that out because you're set and doing it a certain way?
I think you got to be very adaptable, and that's the key coming into this. I think one thing most of us coming out of college nowadays is the shotgun situation.
Right.
And I think it's one of those deals that in the NFL, it's not necessarily that you have to play under center half the time. And, the Patriots in the gun pretty much the whole game. But
sure,
it's simply showing that you have that ability and you're capable of doing that, and you're not going to limit an offense.
We're visiting with Kellen Moore, quarterback from Boise State. North quarterback, one of the North quarterbacks here at the Senior Bowl All-Star Game in Mobile, Alabama, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Kellen, when we look at your game and what you come in here with, you're a guy, the book on you is great intelligence, seeing the field, anticipation, and it looked to me like a lot of the routes that you throw in practice, you're putting the ball in a spot where you're counting on that receiver to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is what we're working on, and you know that's why I think it'll continue to improve and get better. And you know, these guys are all very talented. We're all kind of in this fishbowl together and learning this thing on the fly, and so it's fun at the same time, and you really enjoy it.
You know that when you're playing, when you were playing through your collegiate career, that obviously NFL scouts are watching, NFL scouts are going to evaluate every bit of tape that you put out there, but is there any noticeable or more conscious difference for you to be in this setting where the stands are filled with NFL personnel versus the regular old fans, in addition to those video cameras that are capturing every move?
I think bottom line is it's the same deal. You kind of block all that out and just play football. I think really you kind of lose focus of all that stuff.
Yeah, so it doesn't throw
you. You know, I think maybe you walk out on the field before practice and, you know, Pete Carroll or someone's right there, you know. It's neat, but then once I think things get going, you kind of lose focus of all that.
You measured in, you were under 6. What was your exact height, I think, when you came in?
5'11 and 6 something.
Okay.
Whatever 6 is.
And whatever the 6 is. And you weigh, what are you,
191.
191, okay.
Yeah.
So physically, let's talk about the height thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be, obviously, always a conversation. Is he tall enough? We heard it about Drew Brees. The Browns, there's always that conversation. Is Colt McCoy tall enough to be a quarterback in the NFL? All this stuff. And you, for the record, by the way, surpassed Colt's winning as the winningest quarterback in NCAA history, and he had that at Texas. Congratulations. You got that
Thank
at Boise
you.
State. So height hasn't stopped you from those achievements, but you know it's a topic of conversation. How do you deal with that when you know from now till draft day and maybe even beyond that's going to be talked about?
Yeah, I think certainly it's part of an evaluation process, and you know a lot of people have different ways of, you know, emphasizing certain characteristics, and maybe that turns away some teams. It's no problem. I think I went through this from high school to college. Some teams, you know, it was a dividing block, and that's okay. You know, you smile at them and say at the end of the day you're going to get an opportunity to play, and after that, it's up to you to take advantage of it.
What are some of the things you do to deal with the obvious concern of being able to see the field? Do you have to move to find your passing lanes? Is it structured in your game to cope with any of that?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of that pocket stuff. And I mean, maybe it's just me being little guy trying to hold up for myself. But you got to be like 6'8" to see over these tackles, to be truthful. And I think all of us are trying to find lanes, and you know that's the way you throw the football.
And to sort of equate or project your game to compare it to somebody in the NFL, who is it that you sort of look at style-wise, guy you've admired or studied on tape? I mean, I'm guessing an obvious name is going to come up here, one of the all-time great or top quarterbacks, but who is it that, if there is a guy that you've really looked at and said, I want to incorporate those types of things into my game, who would that be?
You know, I think it's always just trying to watch all the guys who are so successful and, you know, try and pick out something of that. The obvious comparison is always Drew Brees because of the size factor, and to see him move around the pocket, you know, still be able to throw the ball vertically, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, Tom Brady's always been a great example. I grew up in Washington, so Matt Hasselbeck with Coach Holmgren, and, you know, it's been good.
Sure. And, you know, the other thing with Tom Brady, you mentioned, and we know his classic story of being overlooked, low draft pick, 7th round. And one of the things that was mentioned at the combine was that his combine, how much bigger he had to get, how much stronger he had to get, add that weight and strength. And that was a big emphasis that the Patriots had once they had him. Mm-hmm. Do you see that as being something that physically for you that you're not going to add height, but can you add strength? And is that a goal to be stronger? And would that help maybe develop even a stronger arm, throwing the ball with more velocity, all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a continuous progression. You know, Tom Brady is a great story. I mean, his arm's a lot stronger than when he came into the NFL.
Sure.
And he's bigger, and he's a better quarterback. And I think all of us, we're 23. We got some years to develop, and, you know, we can take advantage of that.
Is there, the hopes, the expectations of this draft, I know there's always a lot of talk about Andrew Luck and certainly Robert Griffin and those names, but your thoughts and along those lines, what are you seeing for yourself?
You know, I really don't know where this venture is going to go. It's a long process, so you kind of take it step by step, enjoy it, and You know, at the end of the day, someone's going to give you a chance, and you'll love it.
Wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Kellen Moore, Boise State quarterback on the North team, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great time, great food. Too quick to take a move.
Looking for a new pharmacy? Choose Discount Drug Mart for fast, friendly, convenient service. New customers, start the new year off right by earning 500 Pro Points with a new or transferred prescription. Pro Points can be redeemed for free Indians, Cavs, Monsters, or Gladiators memorabilia and game time experiences. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, and antibiotic medication.
Hurry, offer ends January 31st, 2012. See store for details. Discount Drug Mart is open every day, including holidays.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport, lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Little Temptations on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, you call 440-824-3434 or you visit clevelandbrowns.com. In this segment, where we had a chance to sit down with two of the network analysts from NFL Network, who will be on the call for Saturday's, that's tomorrow's, Senior Bowl game, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Charles Davis and Heath Evans. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. With Charles Davis from NFL Network, you'll be part of the broadcast 4 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday, the Senior Bowl All-Star Game. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Thank you very much. I've got to admit, this is an honor. Not just because I'm standing with you, because you know how I feel about you and the respect I've had for you. But I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns organization. And I'm one of those nerds that grew up reviewing history, reading about it, seeing everything, and you know, heck, the All-American Football Conference. I remember going to the Hall of Fame and seeing Otto Graham's jersey in there, and you can see the outline of the number 60 that he wore originally before they gave him a quarterback number. And how great was it back then? They just took the number off and put a 14 over the top, and you can see it. And to see Marion Motley, who wore multiple numbers, yeah, right? Bill Willis, multiple numbers. I mean, these are guys I knew about. Bill Willis was at Ohio State, and they honored him before he passed away. And what a throw. I made my way down to the field because I had to meet Bill Willis.
Sure.
He didn't know me from Adam, but I'm thinking, that's a legend of the game. And the Browns organization, one of the legends of the game. I mean, he's one of the cornerstones of the NFL.
Love that history. Love your respect for that. Charles, now you're here, of course, watching the practice, and we just got through checking out the North team practice here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Some observations of some of the things you saw during the course of these, and not just this, but the workouts you've seen today.
Love the workouts, first and foremost. So these NFL coaches, they know how to get the installation stuff in about the plays and everything that you'll need, but also the work that's necessary for the scouts. They all know what is necessary, and the practices are fast-paced, they're moving, and they ask these kids to get out of their comfort zone, ask them to do things that they don't ordinarily do, or not just do the things that they do well. That's the first thing. The second thing is you're seeing the athleticism on display. Okay, now you get to see these guys in the pads, how they move, how they do things. You've seen a lot of it on tape. Now you're seeing it in person. The next thing is, how do they compete? A lot of these one-on-one drills, you're not going to win every one of them, but are you going to bounce back and compete as you go along? And, of course, the natural things that happen. Shotgun quarterbacks, you know, gun quarterbacks now going under center. Gun centers now having a quarterback underneath them. See a lot of balls around the ground. They'll have to work on that and get that finished off. But all in all, love the enthusiasm of these kids.
Has anyone that jumped out to you to where you say, hey, this guy might have just helped himself here or is in the process of helping himself possibly move his way up?
Well, I think that if you go position by position, I won't bore everyone with that. But at the wide receiver position, I think Marvin Jones on the North squad from Cal is having a quietly nice week where people are starting to notice him. I think at the running back position, Doug Martin's a name from Boise State that's starting to really jump off of people's lips because they knew he was good, but now they're seeing him matched up with a bunch of other guys, and I think he's coming out of it. He would be the guy, you know, and that's competing with Boom Heron out of Ohio State. It's going to be Chris Polk out of Washington. Really good backs in their own right. The quarterbacks are trying to figure it out. What do they like? What do they not like? Everybody hates the tape measure on Russell Wilson and Kellen Moore, but the production is phenomenal. And then Kirk Cousins looks more the type, three-time captain, super smart kid, led his team to back-to-back 11-win seasons. At the end of the day, people love winners. And I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite guys, two of them, linemen, all right? Reyes from UConn, I think, has had a terrific week. And I love Ta'amu, the big fella inside at Washington. 3-4 teams at the zero technique, that's
That's a nice breakdown, and you're right. More and more teams want to find those guys because they're hard to find, and they're rare. Do you notice in terms of this practice setting that these guys, with you as a group, NFL Network, your cameras are everywhere, your reporters are everywhere, you're right in the thick of the action. Do you think that amps it up a little bit more, even though they've got a stadium filled with scouts and GMs who are going to give them their opportunity in the NFL, just having your cameras there and that national exposure?
I think it ramps it up absolutely, Vic, and you've seen it over the time, and what we've seen every year, it gets a little bit more, not just intense, but better, because at the combine, which we'll go to next, more and more kids are working out, I believe, because the cameras are there. In the past, you used to be able to tell your buddies, oh, I had a great day at practice, and how would they know? There were no cameras there. Now, your buddies might have a pretty good idea if it went well, if it didn't go well, and I think a number of scouts and even people who don't even make it down here can see more now because they may be back at their home offices dealing with some other things. They can flick on our coverage, at least get a pretty good idea of seeing some players work. And you know, in the combine coverage now, a lot of the scouts and teams have suites with the TVs on, and that way they can look at the field, look at the TV, catch the coverage. And I think you're exactly right. It amps it up for the players. It amps up everything that's going on. And for the scouts and everyone else, it gives them one more example to cross-check.
And we're welcoming Heath Evans from NFL Network to the show. Heath, of course, part of NFL Network's coverage of the Senior Bowl, 4 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. How are you enjoying this?
It's fun. You know, you get to see these youngsters, and you kind of get to critique the game from a different side. I'm used to watching linebackers and DBs and D-line. Now you get to watch the O-linemen and everything else, so it's been fun.
Yeah, and of course, this is your first year with the network and had an outstanding playing career. So to cap it off with this, now, your last memory of, were you a Senior Bowl participant as a player?
I wasn't. I actually, yes, a fullback left early in the draft. Not by choice. I think Tommy Tupperville kind of wanted to force me out of there so he could get back to his one back set that he wanted to run. But no, I missed the Senior Bowl experience.
And what is your, so now that you're taking it all in as a broadcaster, what's your general take on it, Heath?
I think it's great. You get to see see the competitive edge of these players. And so often on film, you see snippets of a guy's personality. Yeah, you see skill set and feet and hands and all those things that you need to judge him by. But when you get to see the drills one-on-one, you get to see the O-lineman finishing. You get to see the nastiness of a D-lineman. You get to see the linebackers and running backs. Is the running back scared to stick his face in that linebacker's chest in one-on-one pass protection? Those are things that I think for me, my 10 years in the leagues, the competition factor of players, it's not a given at the next level. Some guys have it, some guys don't. You get to see that firsthand.
And one of the things I love about NFL Network's coverage of the practices all week is that they do put the reporters right out there on the field, and that's where you've been in the thick of it all. So tell me about that perspective. What are some of the things you're looking for and in trying to bring to the viewer?
Well, for me, I just try to keep my eyes open. I think all the years with Bill Belichick, you know, I learned offense and defense and special teams, and that's what I loved about him as a head coach. But you know, even yesterday, we have all these shotgun quarterbacks here from these spread college offenses, and so much pressure was being put on them to take the snap from center. Well, ultimately, some of these centers were just as bad snapping the ball. I mean, hitting the quarterbacks on the tip of their fingers or actually hitting them on the wrist. And so just details like that where maybe at home, like, oh, look at Kellen Moore. He can't take a snap under center. Or ultimately, you know, 50% of the time, it might have been the center not getting him the ball properly. So little details like that, I think when you kind of get up close and personal, you get that extra advantage that you might not get at home or, you know, from Mike and Charles sitting on the desk.
And when you assess players, because you're always doing that, that's part of this job, particularly at that backfield position, the running backs, the fullbacks, what are some of the things you're seeing from this particular group out here in the North and the South teams?
It's funny. The great players I played with, you know, a Corey Dillon, a Sean Alexander, a Kevin Faulk, and I think Kevin Faulk is one of those players that every team desperately needs. There's a kid from Cincinnati, Isaiah Pede, out here this week. I've been highly impressed with a 200-pound speedster, but a kid that's shown me that he wants to be physical. The one-on-one pass protection drill with the linebacker, he gives up 45, 50 pounds, but yet just perfect hands, perfect toughness, hips, all the things that for me from, you know, Ivan Fears in New England, my Stump Mitchell, my days in Seattle, my running back coaches were trying to critique me. Now I get to kind of watch. You can't fake, and those are the things that I really look for. Your fullbacks, there's some good ones out here this day and age with the fullback the business we're in. What do you got? You know, about 10 teams that are actually using one. So
right.
It's an uphill sled for these climb for these guys. I've encouraged the fullbacks, hey, make sure you're making an impact on special teams, because that's ultimately how you'll get on an NFL roster.
Former NFL fullback Heath Evans joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And you just brought that up, the position of fullback, which has limited use, I guess, in the National Football League, but it still has a place, and you have a great appreciation for it. How do you see the role as it stands now in 2012?
Well, I think it's crucial. I mean, think about the Giants. You know, one of the two teams left standing, you know, Heinoski there, they've got a fullback, and he plays a lot, and there's a physical aspect to that offense that I think really sets them up for success. You look at Baltimore, another team that has great success. The Texans this year, a fullback-friendly offense. There's still a place, you know, but then you have the Bradys and the Brees and all these guys that could really throw the ball around in a special way. So the argument is, and listen, I'm a fullback, but, you know, do you really want another wide receiver, another toy for Brady on the field, or do you want a Heath Evans? And the true answer is you want another toy for Brady. And I was able to catch balls and, you know, do a lot of things, but ultimately, you know, if you have another sheer offensive weapon, a lot of times you're going to be better suited to beat the defensive challenges that you face week in and week out.
And to me, there's something about the toughness that guys like yourself brought to the team and bring to the team that you got to have too in your personality. And I agree with you that, yeah, you got to have playmakers, but you're the ultimate definition of a football team is how tough it is.
Very true. I mean, you look at Vonta Leach, you know, a guy, and I was just so proud of Baltimore stepping up to the plate and paying a guy really what he was worth. We saw what he brought to that offense this year. And for me, there's a lot of value in having that extra tough guy. I mean, your fullback, especially a Vonta Leach type, brings just a whole other level of tenacity to your offensive game. Linebackers have to prepare in a different way. You play Brady in the Patriots, you know, you're thinking, hey, you better have some fast, athletic linebackers because you're going to be in coverage, you're doing a lot of things. You play Vonta Leach, you're thinking all week, man, I hope this guy doesn't break my face mask. And so I think it's an aspect that really adds character to an offensive game and really displays, I think, a lot of the personality of the head coach as well.
as someone sort of recently removed from the playing of this game, when you're out here with young guys who are trying to get into the league, do you find yourself either dispensing advice, either that you do unsolicited, or some guys coming to you and say, hey, Heath, you know, tell me what this whole NFL experience is all about?
A little both, probably more unsolicited. You know, people are always saying, when are you going to go into coaching? And I said, well, it's too much time away from my family, never. But I mean, these kids, you see the hunger in their eyes. They ultimately want answers. You know, otherwise, they don't have to be here. You know, they get invited, they choose, they come out, they want to compete. And so for me, even like with Isaiah Pede, the one we're talking about, I saw he was frustrated on a one-on-one matchup that he had in pass protection yesterday. And I went to him and said, hey, that's a win in the NFL every single time. The guy kind of got the edge on him, but that's where the pocket presence of a quarterback comes in. And he just wanted to stone the guy at the line of scrimmage. But I talked to him about his hand placement and his feet and how good his hips were and stuff. So these guys are hungry for knowledge, but most of it's unsolicited. I just see something, I'm like, hey, on the special teams play, here's what you should have been looking for. Even with the DB, the guy at DB's like, you were a fullback. What do you know? I was like, well, I played with some great DBs. So, and Bill taught me a lot, and so did Sean Payton. So I feel like I got a lot to offer. Hopefully they want it.
He is Heath Evans, and of course he will be part of NFL Network's broadcast of the Senior Bowl Saturday from Mobile, Alabama, which is where we are right now. That's 4 p.m. Eastern time. He'll be with Mike Mayock and Paul Burmeister and Charles Davis. Got to tune into that. Thank you so much for your time, Heath.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Great stuff from Heath Evans and Charles Davis, part of that broadcast crew. All right, coming up, I'm going to answer your questions. Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford, is up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the 2012 Senior Bowl on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Mississippi, surrounded by
get behind the wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bedliner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bedliner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using R.L. Polk & Company's household loyalty methodology.
Discover Dennis Kreider Photography at DennisKreiderPhotography.com. Dennis specializes in amazing photography of special moments at weddings with no cheesy cliches. Book with Dennis for 2013 before July and receive a $300 discount. Visit DennisKreiderPhotography.com, the official photographer of ESPN Cleveland.
The championship game is just days away, and whether you're hanging at home or heading to a party, Bovada.net has all the props you need to raise the action before, during, and after the coin toss. Will it be heads or tails? Who will score first? What song will the Material Girl open with at halftime? Bovada.net has odds on over 500 props for the title showdown.
Visit Bovada.net, your source for all sports odds and big game props. Bovada.net, raise your game.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only four-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Northeast Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis, located off 71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights. Now with extended sales and service hours. Check them out at SunnysideAudi.com. Now offering loaner and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
All right, it's time to go to Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to Facebook, the Browns official Facebook page, where you post the questions. Chris, could you see us going with offense in our top three picks? Where do you think we'll address right tackle? You know, that could happen pretty high in that first round. I do think offense will be at least maybe two of those first three picks. It wouldn't surprise me if it was all three. Emphasis on offense. John, do you think the Browns go after RG3 or Matt Flynn or neither? I think they could go after one of those two very easily, and they're going to go after a quarterback. I don't know if it's going to be either one of those guys. I do think a quarterback is in the offing for absolutely sure for this football team. How high or where and what means, I have no idea. We'll see. Doug, do you really think McCoy is our future at quarterback? I think Colt McCoy is at the very least a bridge at quarterback. I think this team has to think very seriously about getting better at the position and will likely give that strong consideration going in this draft. I think you've got to make your move to get somebody, if he's your present or your future, at that position. Joe Thomas, we want to thank him. Gary Brown as well. Kellen Moore, we want to thank Charles Davis and Heath Evans. We want to thank Michelle Manzo, Drew Boatner, my producer Dave DiNatale. When we talk to you again, this show will be in Indianapolis site of Super Bowl 46 on Monday, beginning Monday, all week on Radio Row on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford.